Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on Friday, June 2nd, 2017. The world reacts to the withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord, and today in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the Apostle to the Jews and the Apostle to the Gentiles. The cause of a beloved army chaplain is going to Rome, and nooses appeared twice this week at Washington, D.C. museums. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the Paris Climate Accord yesterday. World reaction was colorful and negative. Reuters reports that from the Vatican, Bishop Marcelo Sanchez Sorondo, Chancellor of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, regards the move as, quote, a huge slap in the face for us. Prime Minister Theresa May condemned the decision, as did the leader of Fiji. French President Emmanuel Macron delivered a televised address in English, which stated that he respected yet disagreed with the president's decision. He appealed to American scientists in disagreement to come work with France for the reversal of climate change. In a play on Trump's Make America Great Again slogan, he had this to say.
We all share the same responsibility. Make our planet great again.
Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Saints Peter and Paul. You're listening to Crusade News.
Is finance a difficult subject to understand? Or is it made unnecessarily complex by the maze of products, laws, and advice that surround it? The Fiscal Fitness Company has simplified the financial planning process and stands ready to offer you the guidance and services that will give you a happily ever after ending to your money story. Contact us today at 888-865-1816 to find out how we can help you, or you can visit our website at fiscalfitnesscompany.com. That's fiscalfitnesscompany.com.
St. Peter was a humble yet impetuous fisherman from Galilee. He first recognized Jesus as the Messiah, at which time Jesus changed his name to Kepha, meaning rock, and made him the steward of his coming church. Peter, apostle to the Jews, was crucified in Rome upside down by request around 66 AD. St. Paul, born Saul, was the prized student of Rabbi Gamaliel. He eagerly assisted in the persecutions of the early Christians until he was knocked off his horse en route to Damascus. His encounter with Jesus would lead to his becoming the apostle to the Gentiles. He was beheaded in Rome around 64 AD. Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us. The Archdiocese for the Military Services announced at the end of May that the four-year archdiocesan inquiry into the life of Vietnam War hero and U.S. Navy chaplain Father Vincent Capodanno has been completed. The findings of the tribunal now go to the Congregation for the Causes of Saints for them to decide if his case will proceed to the next step. Father Capodanno was known affectionately as the Grunt Padre because he was always with his Marines in the worst of conditions, laying his life on the line and sustaining numerous injuries to minister to them. As he lived, he died on the battlefield in the Quezon Valley during Operation Swift, bringing the sacraments to dying servicemen gunned down by enemy fire just yards away. In a disturbing turn of events, nooses have been spotted twice in Washington, D.C. this week at Smithsonian Museums, and three times in the last month at schools in the Maryland, D.C. area. One week ago, a noose was hung outside the Hirshhorn Museum, and on Wednesday, another was found at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. Nooses with bananas tied on were found at American University in Washington, at the University of Maryland, and at a middle school in Crofton, Maryland. Aside from the Crofton incident where arrests were made, there have been no leads on the perpetrators of these despicable acts. And finally, in Celestial Musings, it's refreshing to see a priest seeking out the young people where they are, reminding them of the Church's presence at all times, in all situations. Father David Genuine of Napa, California, inspired by a talk on evangelization by Father Mitch Pacwa of EWTN, was looking for creative ways to reach out to the local youth. When his youth pastor suggested the upcoming three-day music festival, he set himself up on one side of the festival with rosaries, prayer cards, miraculous medals, and a sign reading, Catholic Priest, Blessing, Prayers, Confessions, Answers. Every rosary, prayer card, and medal was gone the first night. Today's youth are thirsting for truth, badly. Let us pray for God to inspire more such priests in this way. There's more news in 2 hours and always on our app. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.